And now to honor America, please stand and remove your cap for the performance of our national anthem.
Every week, Louis Van Gaal's army! Louis Van Gaal's army!
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Ooh, sir. How you doing?
Looks like we'll be breaking down some Champions League nights. To quote Rio Ferdinand on BT Sport after the match, looked like boys against men. As you all know, we're referring to Juventus 1, Manchester United 0 at Old Trafford. Champions League, critical Champions League group stage match for Manchester United. What are your thoughts?
Sir, disappointing game. Disappointing results. Another game of tale of two halves, in my opinion. Came out, let Juve boss the first half, own all the possession, all of the ball. And then we didn't really show up to fight until the second half. And then by then, it was too little, too late. Not great, sir.
Yeah, the boys did not turn up in the first half. It could have been the lights are too bright. Not sure.
I don't know. It might have been Ronaldo's teeth just shining, bro. They might have been blinded by his teeth.
Ronaldo was all smiles coming back to Old Trafford. Great to see him back at the ground.
What do you think about that, sir? You know, I know you're a big Ronaldo fan. I don't know if it has the same allure as it did when he was a Real Madrid player.
Now that he's beaten us twice at home in the Champions League, I kind of have some salt. It's a little salt in the wound. I think we need to beat Ronaldo. We haven't been able to kind of match our level since he left, and he knows it, and I think that kind of makes him feel happy in some sort of sick, twisted way. He didn't look too bothered beating United twice at home, and he could have respected the fans a little more, maybe show some sort of overture to the support he got there. But deep in my heart, I don't think he is really doesn't really care that much for Manchester United. Otherwise, he would have come back.
Right? I don't think he's losing any sleep over it, sir. He's more worried about that real generous tax law they got down in Italy. But hey, I'm eating my words, bro. At least Young shut him down. Didn't get a goal, you know.
Didn't get a goal, but he had a good cross. I mean, like you said, tale of two halves, tough stuff. But let's just jump into that lineup. We had the worldy number one, David De Gea, in net. And boy, would he earn that title in this match. Luke Shaw at left back, Lindelof, Smalling, Ashley Young at right back, Matic, Pogba, Mata in the midfield three, Martial, Rashford, and Lukaku. So Jose, same side, same formation as Chelsea. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. What'd you think about that lineup?
Same lineup, hoping for the same kind of second half performance, minus the 96th minute as the Chelsea game. I was a little nervous about seeing Lindelof because I was thinking we'd see Bailly, but there is something to be said about playing the same team, right?
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Our attacking options are limited. A lot of injuries as of late. I think Fellaini probably would feature in the side if he was healthy. Also, great. An honorable mention, Heath Chong gets his first bench appearance for the first team at Manchester United. Thought I would see him later in the match if we were down. Josie did not pull the trigger. I thought that was interesting.
No subs.
More on that a little later. But jumping into that first half, we kind of started out. I mean, the first couple of minutes, we looked up to the task, but then the tide slowly turned to the black and white, the Jeep logo there against the cheap Chevrolet, sir. It was the battle of the cars, sir.
Same, but different, bro.
Hey, big money interest, big squads here, European Knights, and they just looked more up to the task. I think their organization, their defense kind of showed their back line, the way they could move, run with the ball, go forward, pick a pass. Clearly, we were dealing with Ronaldo going back, so required a lot of scrappy defending from Lindelof and Smalling, but it wasn't until that 13th minute where there's a huge chance from Dybala. Amazing stuff from the little Argentinian. He starts the play, slithers into the box unmarked, firing an easy header wide. I mean, if you could be that open and be that short of an Argentinian and almost have a free header on goal at Manchester United at home, I mean, that just says it all about our defense, right?
Some nervy stuff at the beginning, a little bit of like looking at each other between Matic and Lindelof after this free header was given. Luckily, Dybala didn't make anything of it, but
great ball from Cuadrado as well.
And like the first half, man, the first like 30 minutes, it was all possession all the time from Juve. Had all the ball, right? They were just like passing it around us. Couldn't have the high press high enough. We looked a little tired, to be honest.
Yeah, legs were a little heavy. We weren't pressing up high, and that kind of plays into Juventus because they do find those, from Chiellini, those balls coming in, they do find those passes that kind of open us up. They're patient, right? They looked so calm on the ball, especially on their half line, and we're able to work it in. Sandro making runs. I mean, they were lights out. Even they weren't featuring a lot of missing players as well. And Chesney at the back, the biggest joke keeper in the world with nothing to do.
We didn't challenge him much, man. We had a free kick in the 16th minute after Matuidi fouled Pogba, but it was way far out, and Pogba didn't do much with it. But, sir, I think it was, in this case, midfield 3 against a midfield 2, and I think Matic hasn't had the best start the season.
He did have that time off. He did get eliminated from the World Cup early on, and he had more rest, but injuries, kind of, he hasn't had that consistent of a run of good form, right? But, he's kind of been off and on.
He's been playing a lot of games, dude. He's older. He probably shouldn't, he just played a game 3 days ago at the Bridge that was pretty intense. But I think that was a lot of the reason why we couldn't get on the ball in the first half is that they just bossed the midfield. They had all the ball. We couldn't shut them down. We couldn't even, like, get close. And then you have all these exciting attacking players in Dybala, Ronaldo, Cuadrado making good runs, and everybody can pass. Everybody on that team could pass.
Yeah, they didn't, and they rarely made a mistake. In the 18th minute, didn't have to wait long. Kind of the writing was on the wall. Goal to Juventus. Ronaldo down the right-hand side against his former club. Puts in a dangerous cross. Kind of a lucky deflection off Smalling, who went to protect the near post. And then it bounced right to Dybala, who was making the run into space, to his credit, right before the penalty spot. Slots it home. Cool as you like. Dybala on target for Juve, and United down 1-0 at home in the 18th minute. I thought there was only one way to come back, sir. We're going to go down the first half. Let's just fast forward to the second half, right?
It wasn't going to be a clean sheet. We always knew that. But Dybala, it was kind of a lucky bounce, but he's a good striker, and lucky strikers are where good balls bounce. So he knows what he's doing, man. I thought I was a little worried early goal, and they had some more good chances in the first half, but like I think they were pretty happy with their one-goal lead because, that defense looked rock solid.
Ronaldo had that lit free kick in the 38th minute, smash it over the wall. De Gea parries it. You could see the expression on his face. That thing was knuckling right at him. Either way, he was on point. Another great save he made early on in the first half as well. And, man, when you look at the saves he makes on a regular basis, it is just unbelievable. He could have stopped 4 easy in the first half. It could have been 4-0. But with De Gea in net, he always keeps us in a game. And it's just the going forward part of the equation we haven't figured out. Going in at half, what do you think the manager was getting on the players? Like, now we're down. Go for it. Play like you're not afraid.
Unleash.
Play like you're not nervous. Attack, attack, attack. The Manchester United way, you are a world class. You should have the confidence to get out there. Come on, boys.
Dude, we looked afraid. I mean, this first half, we played afraid.
And Rashford looked afraid.
Martial had a mare. I mean, Pogba was like trying his best, but Mata's running all over the place. Shaw didn't look his normal confidence.
I think Mata, I think he looks good. I mean, as far as everyone else in the team, he should be starting.
He just couldn't get
us
on the ball much. I mean, we just couldn't get the ball. We couldn't keep the ball. When we did get it, we tried too quickly to go on a break, and we'd give it away.
But whenever it found Mata's feet, I always felt good. Like, he knew every time he's on the ball
him
in their
Pogba.
Half.
Pogba looked pretty assured.
Exactly,
I mean, they'd get out of tight space. Pogba would be closed down immediately by three guys in white. And they were just, it's not what we want to see. We didn't start seeing it until the second half, but it's like as soon as someone got the ball with a red, there were whites all over.
So what was the issue? What was the issue in the first half? Is it just
intensity,
our team's
bro.
Rattled?
I think it's intensity.
Well, what happened at Chelsea? It's the same thing. It's almost like our team is out there dead in the water. It's like, okay, huge game. Everyone's saying the right things going into the game. Everyone should get excited for it. They want to win. This is it. Last match was, you know, some adversity. This match, we're going to go out there. We're going to show it. We're going to kick him in the teeth. And then they lay flat every game. Every time. Why is that?
I don't know, sir. Is it the manager?
Is it the players? Is it the stage?
Something.
I have no idea why we can't come out at home and be like, this is our house. We must protect this house. Like, get an Under Armour ad. Turn him up or something. I don't know. Like, why
more
can't
chest
they get up for it?
We need something. Because
the new playlist in the locker room.
You're playing in the Champions League against Juventus. Big team. What top team in Europe. We got a lot of bad blood with them in all the best ways.
It's too casual.
Ronaldo's coming back. It's like, dude, it was too casual.
Like, Pogba's like laughing with his old Juve teammates in the tunnel before the game. And it's like, I totally get it. That's not a big deal. But if you're going to go out and play the way you play like that, it's like, it is a big deal. Because something's off there. There's a disconnect between the mentality that you have going on that pitch and what you need to do. And it's, I mean, like, look at the way Roy Keane acted before he got on the football field. And, wow, he was pretty successful for Manchester United. Might need him in the
Stone
locker room.
Cold motherfucker, dude. That's
it's
what
like,
you need.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, there's
just
no joking.
Ahead,
there's so much joking around now. I mean, like, there was a guy that ran into the pitch in the first 20 minutes. Ronaldo took a selfie with him. It's just like the game is kind of becoming a little bit of a circus. But I don't know what it was, but the boys look like they were in shell shock, bro. They like had like the whites of their eyes. They just looked terrified because we didn't come with a fight that we needed in order to subdue a team as good as Juventus. And we brought in the second half, bro.
I think we're at home.
I think we'd have a lot less negativity if we had two second halves of this game. It might have finished 0-0, might have finished 1-1, but we were a much better team. We were at least like challenging Juventus, going forward, pushing the ball forward.
So jumping in the first half, 51st minute, Ronaldo forces De Gea into a top-class save. Another amazing strike from Ronaldo, and De Gea just showing his worth. I mean, unreal stuff. And in the 58th minute, United win a free kick that Mata takes, and you thought Mata's free kicks this game were a little off. He was like a little off the mark, including this one. It's curled in only for Modric to be called for offside. So Modric was off. Mata didn't get in the right spot. And I think he was actually targeting Smalling coming off of the side there.
Didn't have a lot of good crosses, sir. When we got to corners, we didn't have good balls in. When we had free kicks, we didn't get good ball. It was like we were just rattled. We just looked off.
But in the 60th minute, I was literally in my house, standing up, like yelling at the TV. Old Trafford, the fans, it's like we have gone so far with this team, and they're sitting there, it's in the Champions League, and the fans just start just cheering just to get them to do something on the field. Old Trafford was just shouting for them to get in the game.
Attack, mentally attack.
They couldn't, like, the players, like, they had to have the crowd like urge them in to go forward, and once the crowd got behind them, we had that 10-minute spell where we actually putting Juve on the back foot. But it's almost like that is what Old Trafford is about. It should be like that from minute one.
Dude, the 12th man, baby.
Give the fans something to cheer about. Going for a tackle. Fucking foul Ronaldo. Stand over him. Tell him what's up. Tell him welcome back home.
Yeah, bro.
Like, we need something to cheer for in the first half. And the team just, it's like, in the second half, we should have had that coming out. We didn't. And then the 60th, everyone had to start cheering. We started going at him.
Well, we look like a real team. We look like a team that could hang with a team as good as Juventus. And the first half, that's the men versus boys. I don't think that's a fair comparison in the second half. They kind of shut down the shop.
It was better going forward, but it wasn't. There was no finished product compared to what Juve had.
No,
right?
we're not clinical in the box. Do they have? I mean, they have some of the best. They have the best center back pairing probably in arguably in the world. Shut down Lukaku all day, bro. Poor Lukaku. I mean, he looked like he had nothing to do, and he didn't. But to be fair, he was playing pretty good opponents who just like ate his lunch all day. But that intensity, bro, like the fact that you have Old Trafford getting behind you, you're showing that like you're going to give the fans what they want. Just go for it. Even if you get ripped apart 3-0, you have to go for it. And at least
they did this was a moment
minute,
here.
We need more intensity. We got to bring it all 90 minutes and we can beat mostly any team in the world. I really think that it's just that, like, sir, we see it 20 minutes a game, 40 minutes a game, maybe.
Yeah. But here in the 64th minute, when the fans are getting behind everyone and no one's making these runs, I have to say, sign him up now. Juve were rattled in that time period, and then Smalling just manhandles Ronaldo and just drives into the box. Chris Smalling is literally
I know, the fans are cheering us on.
I'm going for gold. Like, this is what Manchester United is all about. Just go for the gold. He like beats a man in the box, puts in a cross. Someone should have been on it. I mean, it looks like we're so disjointed and we're not willing to take risk on the pitch. It reminds me of the Louis van Gaal days, but at least then we were getting chances. We had a lot of the ball. With this style, you just don't know what's going to turn up. You have no idea what's going on.
Crosses. I don't know if we had a lot of chances.
Ashley Young's crosses were not up to par.
But his defense was strong, and he certainly put a lot of heart out there when he ran back and won a couple corners or two against the odds. But sir, you got to bring it all game, bro, because Juventus are a very good team. But more good stuff from some of our players. 70th minute, Juve started bringing the ball back and into their side of the pitch and kind of pulling the strings on the 70th minute. Lindelof with a bunch of big tackles around then, and he had a hell of a game. He had his coming out party for United because he was probably our man of the match.
Yeah, I mean, he was going against top talent, and it's like, earn your keep, earn that bread. Lindelof did very well against Ronaldo. His head was in the match. He looked focused. I mean, he has had a few slip-ups. Like, Chelsea probably could have done better. He's definitely not a finished product, but if you look at Smalling and Lindelof being the two starting center backs as of now, I mean, you bring in two world-class center backs, and there's our roster right there. Smalling and Lindelof probably are backups, but, I mean, he's a great option, and he can show you that, he's up and coming, and look, you give him two tough games, played two decent games, so.
Dude, he's good. I mean, to be fair, he's good against teams that don't have a unit of a striker like we do, right? When you're not playing a 6'4 Lukaku beast man, because now you're playing speed and finesse and something that he's pretty good at, pretty calm, pretty quick, but he's going to get muscled because he's not the strongest guy in the world.
Yeah, he did pick Ronaldo's pocket, which I thought was pretty impressive.
I enjoyed that.
On a few through balls. And the 75th minute, I mean, this chance from Pogba, unbelievable. He turns Bentancur and then just curling left foot shot, hits the post, bounces inward, so it's inside post, and then it hits Chesney's head,
which is
arced back and then goes out of bounds. I mean,
I've never seen it go out. It always goes in.
My heart dropped. I mean, after you get a chance like this to steal a point, I don't think we necessarily deserved a point here, but this is definitely a chance to steal a point, and Pogba showing his class here. My heart just dropped when this went off the post, and I said, you know what?
Wasn't our day, sir.
Juve's going to smash and grab at Old Trafford. Easy stuff. And a point going into full time. The manager made no subs. So Chong was warming up, I heard from the fans on Twitter, but he never made it onto the pitch. So I would have liked to see Chong come in the 82nd, give him 10 minutes, put him on for Rashford. Rashford kind of looked a little lost in the second half, maybe off for Mata, but... I mean, that's something Fergie would have an option. Give the kid a chance.
I mean,
there's
first game,
nothing to
right?
lose. There's nothing to lose.
I know, but you don't want to have his first experience being in a no-win scenario where you're playing.
No, but he could get the equalizer.
He could. He could. I mean, yeah, he could.
I mean, easily.
Anything could happen, sir.
I don't know. I just think at that point, Rashford's had a game. Martial's had a game. And you should bring on another option. Let this kid earn his keep.
Bring him on for Everton, bro, when we beat him 3-0.
Yeah, I mean... Who knows if we'll see him feature? It's Mourinho plays youth, doesn't play youth. But tough match. 1-0, Juventus at Old Trafford. Good to say that was probably the deserved result, unfortunately. We did not predict that. You and me both predict United winning under other circumstances.
Did call the score, but wrong result.
Wrong result. The way the group ended up in the Champions League, actually, in our favor, Valencia tied at Young Boys. And that means we are currently second in our group. So one win, one tie, one loss, that gets you second right now. So let's hope the Champions League gods favor us and the group just turns out the way we want and we can get on through number two to Juve.
Yeah, I mean, people were not very happy when Mourinho said that we'd probably have to settle. We'd be happy to settle for second given the group. But, guys, come on.
Given the team we just played against,
Juventus is a pretty good team. I know we're Manchester United.
Mourinho can't make self-deprecating comments after we lose a Champions League game. It's like we should be winning the game. Maybe Mourinho's to blame, right? He's blaming the players, blame everyone else. Blame that Juve's a different class. He said that, Juve's a different class and da-da-da-da. It's like, no, we're Manchester United. We should win at home every game. It doesn't matter if it's Juve. It doesn't matter if it's Barcelona. It's Champions League. We need to be winning the Champions League, not worrying about how to get to these other teams' levels. I just don't. It's deprecating shit at the end of this game. He's just like, we can't win.
That's why you're Mourinho out.
Wait, you don't think we can win that game? We should win that game?
No,
look at the players on the field. Look at the money we spent. It's like we should win that game 100%.
We should win that
play
game.
Like
we're
a, bunch
we're
of bitches.
A better team than Juventus on paper? We're not, dude.
It's close.
No, it's not.
It's close.
No, it's not.
You have an aging Ronaldo. You have Dybala, arguably,
who's
better.
Dude, they had one of the. They swept Italy. They've gone to 3 out of 4 Champions League finals. and they added Bonucci and fucking Ronaldo, bro. They have a better team than we do on paper and in practice. So it's like we should have had a better performance.
No,
but there's no shame in losing to a team that's better than you.
If you rate that every player we have purchased has gone to shit, then you're correct, right? We did spend $80 million, comparable amount for Pogba as they did for Ronaldo. We did spend money on defenders. We have spent money internally. It just hasn't turned out well. Right, it's like the money we're spending, we're a top level club in the world. We probably spend more than Juventus over the last 5-6 years, right? We probably make more money than them as well, and so financially we're in those terms, but football we're not, right? That's the issue. So
there's no doubt about that.
I'd rather buy Ronaldo than buy a Lukaku if Ronaldo's going to get you wins. It doesn't. It's an equal investment.
He's 33 and he's got a lot of.
But my point is
a lot of dark clouds around him these days.
The amount of money are the same. Right, it's the same amount of money as how do you spend it? How does the product
well,
look?
Sir,
look
no,
at the coach.
You're not going to have me argue and say that we spent our money well recently at Manchester United.
Yeah. All right, well, enough banter back and forth. Match stats, 40% of the possession at home to Juve, 60%. Tough stuff for Manchester United. Again, shots on target, Manchester United 2, Juventus 5. Manchester United suffered their fourth home defeat in their last 13 games at Old Trafford in all competitions, as many as their previous 81 home matches.
81.
Just put that into perspective. Losing 4 over 81 versus 4 over 13. Boy, that fortress is no more at Old OT.
We certainly lost some of the fear factor. But Juventus registered their first win at Old Trafford in the Champions League since November of 1996 when they won 1-0 under Marcelo Lippi. And if we have any old-timers who have been following Manchester United since then, they know that this was a very monumental and important game in the history of Manchester United, because very similar to yesterday, we got like basically outclassed by a much better team. And then Fergie put the work in the team, bought the right players, and 3 years later won the treble. So I'm not saying 3 years later we're going to win the treble, but these types
hey,
of...
Hey, if we do, I'd be surprised.
I'd be surprised about a lot of things these days. But I mean, those type of performance need to like shake people to the top, that changes need to be made. With
I, don't feel,
Mourinho,
I don't feel that.
Don't
I don't feel anyone shook.
No,
I don't.
I'm
Mourinho
not saying,
doesn't give a fuck.
I'm not saying
I Pogba
think
doesn't
that,
give
that
a fuck.
Woodward's worried. I'm just
I don't
saying
think anyone
it
gives
should,
a fuck.
Bro. You should like, you brought all the legends in to watch that game.
I mean,
you should
I,
do a little better than we did.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's shook. I think everyone's happy. They're making a lot of money. All right, Manchester United failed to score in a consecutive home Champions League match for the first time in November 2005. So two back-to-back games we have not scored at home in the Champions League. Ugh, that is not a good stat. Only Lionel Messi and Edin Dzeko have scored more Champions League goals this season than Juventus striker Paulo Dybala.
Sign
him
up.
He has 4 to their 5. I say sign him up. We have been linked to Dybala in the past, but I haven't. There's been some smoke, no real fire there, though. I haven't seen any serious.
Not recently.
Like,
not,
no bids, no nothing. Back
well, when,
it,
when people found out that we weren't buying anybody at the end of the summer, it really calmed down.
Real calmed down. All right, Manchester United attempted just 6 shots, their fewest in a home Champions League game since April 2014 against Bayern Munich under the biggest fool in all of Manchester, David Moyes, who also faced. Also generated 6 shots in that game.
There you go.
So there you go. We're back to Moyes levels and setting new lows all across the board here in the match stats.
Tough times, sir. Tough times. Juventus are unbeaten in 9 European matches against English opposition. Excuse me. They've won 5 and drawn 4, last losing in March 2010 against Fulham in the Europa League. Monsters that are Fulham.
Unbelievable. All right. Jumping into our American Red Devils. Headlines here from this match: outclassed or outplayed? Question mark. I'm going to say outclassed. Ronaldo enjoyed it a little too much. I'm going to say he was pretty happy about beating us. I do think we should have put at least one of these matches on over him, kind of let him know that Manchester United have not felt weight of Ronaldo leaving, even though we have.
We got one more chance.
And then the last headline: mentality. Mentality. We need
enough of that, bro. Not enough of that winning mentality. Not enough of that, like, yo, we're Manchester United. We're going to fuck you up.
Yeah, like, turn up for a match. Like, believe we can win. Protect this house. We do not have that.
It's a leaky house, sir. Leaky house.
Leaky house. And we went over the Champions League group, but we're going to just give you the points real quick. Group H, Juventus in first. They played 3. They've won 3. 9 points. United, Of course, you know we got four. Valencia, 2, and Young Boys, 1. So it's actually...
Young Boys do us a favor, big time, with that draw.
Huge favor by Young Boys. You know, send them some thank you cards here in the mail, some fan mail to the Young Boys squad there. And let's hope they pip one at Juventus, sir. How about that?
I'd love to see that, sir. But we got to go down to Valencia and get a result, bro. That's what this means.
Yeah, I mean... Gonna need results all around, sir. We're not winning games.
How about
how about we win a game? How about we get 3 points in a convincing fashion
and
be
goal,
like,
bro?
We're Manchester United, we're going to Wembley. All right, let's check in with the Twitterverse. Obviously, a lot going on, negative, positive with this match. Definitely a polarizing set of comments. Lukaku's the worst, Mourinho out, all this stuff. We're going to try to distill it in our Twitterverse check-in at United Extra. This is a quote from Mourinho. Juventus is a different level of quality. I have to be honest. A level of quality, stability, experience, know-how. The base of the team they have, Bonucci and Chiellini, that's the base that allows them to play with the freedom in attack. And this is from the Independent, sir. So Jose Mourinho just saying Manchester United...
Not as good.
Not as good. Woodward, you needed to sign some defenders. I think that's what he's saying, right?
Basically, he's like, they have two rock-solid defenders. And also, to be fair, Juventus is one of the best-run clubs. And they're a sleazy club, right? They dealt with match-fixing shit 10 years ago. But they're a very well-run club recently, you know, picking up Pogba for fucking change. Like, they've made some good acquisitions. They know what they're doing, and they found some big old Italian defenders,
sir. How do
you
feel about... Mourinho saying we lost because they're better than us inherently as a team. And do you accept that? I have to think that after 6 years, all the money we spent, 3 years with Mourinho, and for him to be like, oh, well, they're just better. It's kind of one of those things where he got to sign a bunch of players, a bunch of money has been spent. I think it's like, even with the players we have, I think we could be better.
Sure. Right? I mean, people are running out of patience. That's why there's so many people that are like you and they're Mourinho out, because this is another excuse. It sounds like an excuse.
It looks like an excuse. It
feels like an excuse, but what do you got? It's all he's got these days. He's got an asshole and an excuse, bro. It's like...
Yeah, it's just... It's tough to hear post-game commentary. Yeah, well, it's just like, fuck it.
Raw, bro. It's just like, probably it's right. Just fuck I mean, it, bro. Unfortunately, it's just like based care. On the way we've been playing.
All right. Next tweet from at Jonathan Schrager. Hashtag MUFC. We're better in the second half, but it's hard to score when none of your front three are at the races. Again, Martial, Lukaku, and Rashford.
All standing around.
They all have their night to turn up, right? So Martial scores 2 against Chelsea. He's, you know, the... Messiah in the flesh. Everyone wants to sign him up. 2 days later, 3 days later, he's looking like that against Juventus, and he just throws his hands up so many times when he loses the ball. His body language is pretty atrocious. I like Martial. He's got all the potential in the world. Like I said, he seems to be a moody gentleman.
Very moody.
Is that the type
of
consistency,
days, sir?
Is that the are you gonna get the consistency?
Is it a French
out of
thing?
Him?
Pug was the same thing. He was a lot of frustration in him.
Hard to see. I mean, it's hard to say, but. I mean, our front three were really off. Rashford looked like he didn't have a solution. Lukaku, nothing. I mean, it could be their defense is so good, right?
Could be. We look tired, dude. We look tired from Chelsea, and we just... Martial didn't look as sharp. We were giving the ball away. Lukaku just got manhandled all games. Touch took off.
I mean, I'm going to blame it on the Juventus defense, because they're one of the best defensive
sir,
pairings in the world,
would
right?
Do,
I
sir.
Mean, no, the reason why our strikers can score. I mean, or the service. It's just... Going forward, we just didn't really have that killer threat. Like Chelsea, we had it. Like we were opening them up. We were
creating chances.
We had chances. Against Juve, we really never asked too many questions other than some long crosses that might have found someone, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Or like I felt like I was watching USA Soccer, like a set piece. I'm like, oh, we got a set piece. We can score here. Like, you know, it's like...
Not as bad as that, but it's
similar where you're like, oh,
half,
we have a free kick.
First
like,
half felt
like
USA
oh,
game.
We could head it in and like win here. All right. at Liam Canning on
say
Twitter.
Say it ain't so, Liam.
Say it ain't so. The only positive.
All caps.
Victor Lindelof had an excellent game. Saved Man United on a number of times. Really diligent in his approach and clear danger. Can hold his head high. United's best player tonight. Totally agree. But again, like Martial, Lindelof, we need to be consistent, sir.
He's going to start. He's going to start on Sunday against Everton, bro. There's no reason not to start him after the game he had. But bring it again, bro. Let's bring it again, and let's get a fucking win.
Yeah, the one thing I could say is into this game was the first unchanged side, I think, in 46 matches for Jose Mourinho, right? And it's like, is that the issue? that we're just not consistent. We're not giving people consistent jobs so then they can own it and grow into it. Is he pull the rug out from under anyone? If Fergie, if you had a bad game under Fergie, he would play you the next game just so you can get over that bad game. It seems like Mourinho hooks you so fast that it might mess that up.
He hasn't hooked Lukaku yet. But you know,
yeah, other than his like favorite players, right? It seems to be there is that little dynamic where he kind of hooks players a little too soon.
He did. Fergie would invest. Fred scored that goal. We haven't seen Fred since. It's like, I don't get that at all. Where's Fred been?
Yeah, it's his man management. I have to question his man management here. Because if Lindelof has that potential, let him earn it. Give him 10 games in a row. Let him earn the starting spot, and then you have the mentality to go play Juventus at home. Right?
Well, Victor's ready to earn it, bro. He looked pretty good in this game. So
hey, I hope so.
Same
all right.
As the Toffees on Sunday.
Next tweet at Mr. Tom McDermott. Mourinho is failing as a coach because he isn't getting the best out of the players he has available, many of which he signed. He spent a fortune. There are no excuses. Hashtag MUFC. Your thoughts?
Sir, I mean, he's probably right. Whose fault is it if the team doesn't turn up or doesn't show up to the second half or doesn't bring the same intensity to every game or every part of a game? I don't know. I think that's probably on Mourinho. So that's reasonable. They're not playing up to the standard that we expect. They're not
playing. Well, their potential, their own potential, right? I would say they're not even playing to that, right?
Who is? I mean, Paul, nobody on this team is playing up to their potential that except, team for, could except for De Gea.
So I think that team that was out there, you know, obviously we could use a Sandro in our team or et cetera, but it seems to me that that team can do better against Juventus. Like, we can play Juventus better, be more organized.
That team is a pretty good team. Like, you know like, I like to sub out an Ashley Young, maybe upgrade a center back, but like, that should be a team that could compete for the title, sir, right? Like, that front three, that midfield, Mata, Matic, Pogba, you got Martial, Lukaku, right? I mean, that's a good team, isn't it? And they're not playing well.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's probably on the manager, especially if he's not getting them to come out of the gates. And, like, whatever, it seems to me, whatever his game plan is,
it's not working.
It's done in the 20th minute. It's like, whatever he comes up with is just like, in the 18th minute, there's a goal, 20th minute, all right, fuck it, score, go score. You know, like
whatever happens at halftime, sir, whenever, like, maybe the other technical coaches get involved and say, no, you guys should do this instead, we seem to figure it out, but our first halves look abysmal.
Yeah, I think you have to blame the manager, because even if you're going to have a bad game, you want to go down fighting, you know, doing everything for the bat. Like, you know, at least go out there and run at a man, make a tackle. It's like, it's just too comfortable. The first 10 minutes, we just like let them have the ball, open us up. It just doesn't look like we're actually fighting to win. And all the United fans could probably agree. Next tweet, more shade on Mourinho at @_Rob_B. Sick of talking his lack of tactics. Sick of talking about an MUFC team with no variation. Sick of watching him stand miserable in his technical area. Sick of Mourinho unable to inspire his players. Sick of being sick about this manager.
Oh, poor Rob. He just sounds sick, bro.
Rob, he's just like slating him hard. I mean, I do think that, in my opinion, he had to win these two games in order to win me over. Mourinho has to win. He has to win these games. We lost one, tied one. He should be gone, right? We talked about it, right? About he was going to be sacked before Newcastle.
I said, give him to City, bro. That was what I said. So you could say whatever you want, but in my mind, give him to City. You got Everton. If we like shit again at Everton, shit again on the run up to Manchester City, that's one thing. But
if
like,
we lose to Everton, he's got to go.
It's home, but I mean, if we lose at home to Everton, it's probably time.
Yeah. Another quote from Scholes from BT Sport. Quote: "No, I would not change him," referring to Mourinho. "He has the experience to turn it around. The last couple of weeks, he's been different. His attitude has been better towards the players." So, Paul Scholes probably
flopping, bro.
He's a rare positive comment from Scholes to keep Mourinho around.
I feel like I'm getting trolled by Scholes over here.
If you watch him on the touchline, he's like hamming it up with the other manager. We lose. He's like, oh, well, we're clearly not good enough to beat them, so that's why we lost. We're just hanging out, collecting a paycheck. It looks a little too casual for me. Mourinho should be like more upset, wanting to turn. How can he turn it around if he doesn't show the passion?
I know, but he shows passion. People get all over. I mean, it's like he's... You got to get rid of Mourinho almost in a sense because he's in a completely no-win situation. If he reacts any way, he gets shit on, right? If he tries to be calm, he gets shit on. If he attacks his players or gets out passionate, attacks his other team, he gets shit on. So it's like he's not in the greatest place.
So he just has to shit on the club, and then he'll be fine. All right, Twitter poll.
What's your shit on the club?
We tweet this out yesterday, 103 votes in. Why is it that Manchester United was outclassed by Juve in the first half? Hashtag MUFC. The options were, one, Mourinho's tactics, two, the confidence of the players, three, wrong starting 11, and four, Juve is just too good. Whopping 49% of the vote came in for Mourinho's tactics, which is why we looked that bad. Number two was the confidence of the players at 23%. Number three was Juve was just too good at 19%. There you go. 19% of the fans are woke. And then in fourth place, 9% thought the starting 11 was wrong. So everyone thinks that's the team. They just think Mourinho's tactics are bad and the players don't have the confidence to go out there and beat them, right? That's the two things that our fans at least respond to this poll think.
There you go. What do you think it is, sir?
I think it's the confidence of the players. I don't think Mourinho's tactic was lose the game, but I think we just looked like we were not connecting in certain situations, didn't know how to go forward. It just looked really sloppy a little bit. Just hesitance. Just like in the first half at Chelsea, like they weren't willing to go for it. Second half, we were willing to go for it, and then we all of a sudden score all these goals. It's like we have a governor on our attacking play, just preventing us unless we go down. Then we like totally say, fuck it, and we go for gold. What do you think?
I can't remember the last time we just went for it at the beginning of a game. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, harking back to that Manchester City 3-2 last year.
Certainly didn't go for it at the beginning of that game.
Crystal Palace as well. I mean, this has been a disease that we've had for
Chelsea at home, bro. At the end of last season when we came back,
same with Tottenham.
The Lukaku goal and the Lingard goal, like, dude, completely flat in the first half. They were up 1-0, the Morata goal, and then we came back. It's always comebacks.
Yeah, and when it comes to Mourinho out, it just goes to say, if he can only get us to play for 45 minutes in the second half after his tactics have been thrown out the window, then he should probably go. Because it's not, you need to play 90 minutes. Sorry, play 90 minutes. Even the Juve coach, hire that guy. The football saw for Juventus was spread wide through the center backs. The attackers were just like flipping sides, just fucking with our defenders.
It was like what Chelsea was trying to do, but like a perfected version of it. That's like next level football.
It was like, so hire that guy. Just like,
we were linked to him a couple of weeks ago. I told you, I'm glad I take him. The whole board, bro.
I saw them play that football, that's 2018. That's 2018 football right there. It is just like dynamic attacking play that flip-flops. It goes anywhere, changes on the minute, depending what the players want to do. At great defense backing them up. Everyone covering a man and getting back. They were just like creating overloads everywhere. The defenders were going on runs. I mean, it made me a little envious, sir. Not saying I wouldn't hire their manager. Let's put it that way.
Sir, sign him up.
With all that drama, we got our next match. Manchester United versus Everton at Old Trafford. Coming back to the fortress. Come on. Sunday, October 28th, 9 a.m. Pacific. Get turned up. This is it. This is the match. This is the one.
It's got to be Everton. It's got to be Everton. We're going to call up James and say,
our buddy who's
a Toffees fan. We always beat him when we watch it with him, but he moved out of San Francisco, so we can't watch this game with him.
The worst part is we always beat Everton. We should always beat them, and we always beat them. And I have a bad feeling that this is going to be the one that Everton does the job against us because we're ripe for the taking.
Breaks Mourinho's back.
We play
down. Everton's been playing better, and we've been playing just like
we play down to our competition. Shit. You know, we got that questionable defense.
You think Lukaku would be hungry, bro? He want to prove something to his old team like he did last season.
Hey, the Toffees are well-rested. Lifetime against the Toffees, we've won 81, drawn 43, lost 69. So closer than you would think, but in recent years, we've been murking them. Last time we played them in January, we won 2-0.
And the first time we played them was the 24th of September in 1892, when we lost 6-0.
Tough times.
So looking to avoid that kind of result.
Everton was a powerhouse in 1892 there. In the second division. Everton sit at 8th with 15 points. United sit at 10th with 14. And boy, our friend, the Toffee, has been rubbing that one in our face. 10th place. I'm 10th place in fantasy right now, but out of 20. And I feel worse about United being there.
Sir, because when we see you at 10th, we expect it. And we see United at 10th, we don't. And that's it. So who you got? Lineup. Who you want to see?
All right. I mean, we're going to have to change a few things from the weekend. So Fellaini's coming back. Herrera's coming back.
Herrera. You think Herrera's going to feature?
Yeah, I hope. I'm going to say Shaw, Jones, Smalling, center back. I'm going to say Valencia comes back in. I'm going to say Pogba. Obviously, you can't. The no-drop Pogs. You got to put him in. We're going to see Fellaini, and we're going to see Herrera in the midfield. If Lingard's available, I'm going to see him on the right. I'm going to see Martial on the left and probably Lukaku up front. That would be who I would go with, sir.
There you go. Dave stays in net. Valencia, if he's available, I'm thinking him back at right back. Same center back pairing. Just stick with that, bro. Smalling, Lindelof, Shaw at left back, bang on starter. I think Mata's going to get the drop, get some rest. Pogba, Fred, Mata is my midfield
Fred,
three.
There you go. Forgot he played for Manchester United.
He does play for Manchester United. And I think he's going to start Lukaku, and I think he's just going to stick with the same front three, Martial, Lukaku, Rashford.
I think you got to switch up those front three. But one item we haven't talked about in the Chelsea match and the Juve match, Fellaini being out. Like, we were playing really well when he was sitting in front of the center backs. Pogba was getting forward a little more, and we looked a little more dynamic going forward when Fellaini was on the pitch. So I hope he gets a start, and I hope we return to those pre-Fellaini injury ways.
A lot of purists don't like that, bro. I'll tell you that.
Hey, it works.
Well, Mourinho made a comment about the fact that he wished he had him because he does change the game. And people were all lamenting the shit out of it. Like, oh, that's horrible, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, dude, it is effective. And if it led to a goal, do you think anyone complained? If it led to two goals, do you think you complain?
If you look at that Dybala goal, Fellaini could have been there covering, right? Because he plays in front of the center backs. He's more defensively minded because Mourinho makes him. Pogba gets a little more forward.
Or could have created his own, right? It's like a knockdown that leads to someone else finishing a goal. That's what it takes.
Yeah. So the big Belgian, hey, I've slated him in the past, but when he makes that big of a difference for our team, can't slate him now. You got to eat your hat. Prediction, what do you think the score will be against the Toffees? At home, sir. We should be murking them.
2-0, bro. 2-0 United.
I'm going to say 3-1. Everton score in 20 minutes. Then we hit them back for three. Maybe one
second
in the first
half.
Half
the second
two
half?
In the second half. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm going with the same theme. We just come out flat. And that is probably what Mourinho will draw up the board. Just big Z's.
Just don't worry about the first half.
Just don't worry. Fuck the first half.
The second half we'll put together. Just don't give up too many in the first half.
All right. United in the news. Mourinho says United must invest to reach level of Juventus, Barcelona, Madrid, and City.
Oh, and City.
Per ESPN, I am literally vomiting reading that statement. Mourinho, get the fuck out of here.
You don't think we should spend some more money?
We obviously need to spend money, but the fact that we just need to reach the level of City, it's like how many titles have we won? How many titles have they won?
What kind of position are they in right now, bro?
Okay, but as far as when you're a manager and you're the coach of the great Manchester United, you are always better than every club because you have won more. I mean, short of Real Madrid and Champions League, right?
Not when you're playing the way you're playing now.
Well, as far as
our prestige, I'm not talking about investing in the legacy.
They've won, I'm saying, but like as far as if, City win another title, I'm like, okay, keep going. You got a few more to win to match our prestige. So you have to be a little more defensive. You got to protect the club. You can't just say, hey, we're no good. City's great. We hope we can be City one day. That is not the
type
of language.
That's not what he's saying. He says we have to invest more in the club, and he's probably right. I'm not going to disagree with that.
How much more?
As much as it takes.
I got to invest in a new manager. How about that? Invest in a new manager, Mourinho. See ya. All right, Manchester United contest FA charge against Jose Mourinho for using foul and abusive language following the comeback victory over Newcastle. The great victory against Newcastle.
They'll remember it.
The EPL
great
side.
Remember the great war.
Yeah,
the great
exactly,
war, the Newcastle battle.
Yeah, so could care less. He shouldn't have done it. It's a low-class move. Clearly the club coming out and
low-class. You're a big problem with him cursing in Portuguese, huh?
He knows what he's doing, dude. You're on TV. You shouldn't be doing that, right? I think it's like a little... He was doing it like... He is too intense. He just keep it together.
He's on TV. Keep it together. He's like borderline unhinged, sir.
He is unhinged. All right, next article. Ronaldo, this is a little fluff piece. Ronaldo, Sir Alex meet at Old Trafford.
You gotta lighten it up, bro. It's a dark pod.
Cristiano Ronaldo says it's great to see Sir Alex Ferguson in good shape after meeting up with his former manager at Old Trafford. So, just the good old days there. Got to just remember 10 years ago when those two were just killing European football and Manchester United was, number one top of the list.
Yeah, dude. There. Number one stunner, bro. These days... We're below Everton.
Been a little fall from grace.
Below Everton. Little, that tells you everything you need to know.
Tough medicine. A little tough taste. Yeah, it's
bitter. Bitter pill to swallow, sir. Oh, next news. What
can
else you
believe
got?
That like the when Sir Alex was our coach, we would be robbing Champions League. In Champions League, I felt like it was like nervy stuff in Champions League, getting through the group stages. We always found a way to win. It was always
fun.
Like
it's
we like always
lost all its fun.
We always like pipped to win. We always like won games we shouldn't. You know, we were that side that was just really scrappy, you know, always performed well, even under the worst circumstances. And it seems like reality is like just a punch in the face. Like Champions League with Moyes, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. We're back in it, like can't do anything with Mourinho. It's like, Champions League is just, it's just a tough, it's an ice cold reality when you play Juventus and you see the level it would take to win the Champions League and the level that our team is currently at after, you know, 2.5 years of Mourinho. It's tough.
There you go, sir. You got to invest.
Got to invest. All right. A lion, Romelu Lukaku is playing more like a pussycat at Manchester United, per the Daily Mail.
Per the Daily Mail.
The great headline. I mean, they got me. I clicked on it. A lion. So I went on Twitter yesterday. You know, I kind of like put my phone down after the match. I was a little frustrated. I pick it up, and then Lukaku's trending. And there's all this Muppetry. Lukaku's the worst. Him, like, being Photoshopped, being fat. Just really kind of negative stuff about Lukaku. And I kind of was like, did he play that bad in that game? I mean, I think everyone played pretty bad. I wouldn't single him out. It was kind of strange how everyone went for Lukaku. He seems to be a punching bag. He already hit out at the haters pre-international break. And why is everyone going at Lukaku? Why is he a target?
He's an easy target, dude, because he's a former Chelsea player, went to Everton, right? And then he goes to Manchester United. So you have two clubs that are right off the back going to hate him.
I think this is Manchester
it's magnified,
United.
It's magnified because it's Manchester United, right? And he's not playing great at the moment, dude. Because the fans are fucking
United
fickle,
fans, are
dude.
Going
our United fans are fickle as shit, bro. So it's like they're never, you know, half the fans aren't going to support Lukaku because they don't think he's good enough. And then most people have to admit the other half are going to say, you know, he's not playing great at the moment, but you know what? The team didn't play great. He didn't get any service. And he's
I do
against,
think there needs to be another.
He's playing against the two best center back, like two of the best center backs in the fucking world, and he got owned. But he didn't have much of the ball. It wasn't.
He's tough. He's had a bad run of games. Yes. Like his touch lets him down. Like he just doesn't. I know he's nervous. It's like it's just not going his way. You know, sometimes a striker goes your way. Sometimes it doesn't. It's also good to have a backup striker. The coach can rest you and put him in. You know, Sir Alex would always rotate number nines unless it was RVP, who's just like money, 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 money every day. You know, you have to rotate them out because they do hit a drought and they need a rest can come back, right?
And he needs a rest, bro, because every time he goes to this bullshit friendly games in fucking Belgium, they play him all 90 minutes every game. He's fucking exhausted, I'm sure. So I think he needs a rest, dude. And it's like, the problem is if you put Rashford up front, who do you put on the wing?
Chong.
There you go.
Cheech and Chong. Cheech. Get him out there. Cheech.
Oh. So they all have shirts ready.
Hey, go easy on Lukaku. I tweeted out something to that along those lines. He's hit a lull of form, and it says a lot about our team when he doesn't score that no one can. We need other people to kind of get on the score sheet.
Sir, what is this next news piece?
This next news piece is from Talk Sports, Bitter Symphony. The spirit of Manchester United has been lost since Sir Alex Ferguson left. And this is from the diehard fam and former Verve front man, Richard Ashcroft. He actually had a great interview here.
Have you seen Verve play? I've seen Verve perform.
Live. He got suckered into that.
No, they opened for Coldplay. So
there you go.
That's all. Everyone waited. Everyone was banking on Bittersweet Symphony. They played it, but I had no idea the front singer was a
great song. Great.
He's not wrong, bro.
I'm taking him.
We're losing a lot of luster since Fergie's left.
If you haven't seen the interview, it's on Twitter. I give a listen. He has some good points just talking about Ferguson embracing the United history coming in and, you know, really having that attacking footballing philosophy, kind of embracing that and making it his own. He says, quote, "A gaping hole was left when Sir Alex retired over the last few years. Somewhere along the line, the spirit of the club has been lost. Fans expect to see flair. They expect to see creativity. They expect us to play any team in the world at Old Trafford and never start with a mentality that we're trying to build a wall. We are all about attack, attack, attack. In my opinion, it was all set up for Ryan Giggs to go through a few difficult years, but have a tremendous team around him and let that man grow into the job."
I mean, you want Ryan Giggs?
If it was Ryan Giggs and he was a young manager coming to this job for the first time, people would give him years. Right, they give him years. They give the team years.
What kind of performance?
I'd rather have Giggs for 6 years than have Moyes, Van Gaal, and Mourinho. If you think about it, it might have been a more stable choice.
It would have been, of course.
We wouldn't have changed our tactics. I mean, I don't know if Giggs is the option, but maybe somebody like.
Who would you have won silverware over the last 6 years?
Probably not.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Probably not. But it would have to be.
Is the club set up around him for him to be successful? You know,
maybe not. Giggs isn't the solution, but. Since Sir Alex retired, we have lost the spirit of the club. Like, Mourinho doesn't... Every manager that comes in, Moyes came in, fired the whole staff.
Start with Moyes.
Gutted the whole staff, and then we're going to play Moyes' way. Then Van Gaal came in, we're going to play Van Gaal way. Then Mourinho came in, and we're going to play Mourinho way. Why don't we bring a manager and be like, we want to play the Manchester United way? Like, Sir Alex embraced it when he came to our club. We need to have the next manager embrace it. I guarantee you that will be a requirement to hiring the next manager.
It should be.
To play the Manchester United way. And with Ryan Giggs, I think we would have done that. Now, if we would have won silverware, who knows? But someone who embraces the philosophy of Old Trafford.
I think you just need a coach that's a little bit more established than a Ryan Giggs.
But they want to play their way. They want to play their way.
I understand that, but you got to learn how to do the runaround. You got to know how to, like, what it takes to actually be a
coach. Pep Guardiola plays tiki-taki kind of that way. The only coach that I think that plays that way is, I've always told you, Klopp, right? So when it took him a long time to get things going at Liverpool, but now when he's going, it's attack, attack, attack. That's the type of football we wanted. He was the only manager that was playing that way. I think that he was probably the best fit if you're looking for that fit.
Yeah, but he's
like a Pochettino could come in and play that way.
He's just as much of an excuse maker, and he's not a winner. So
I agree with you.
They're playing attacking.
I agree with you, but
they might win everything this year. They might win the treble, bro, but until they do,
but we can't compromise your soul. You can't compromise the soul of the club for Mourinho, because Mourinho, we've given the whole club to Mourinho. He hasn't won shit.
He sacrificed the soul of this club far before Mourinho.
He's got to win the league in 3 years. He had to win the league in 3 years, and he was fucking miles away. And Pep Guardiola is right, and he's wrong. Dude, whatever he's got going on is wrong, and Pep is right. At the moment, right, Mourinho has been proven wrong, and he's taken that medicine in front of us as our manager behind that microphone, and he fucking probably wants to get out of there, right? But he knows it's in his best interest not to. You don't think so?
There you go, sir. That's what you think.
You don't think
that? You think he's trying to get sacked? Is that what you think?
Like, what is he doing to win us the league? Like, what is Mourinho? Is he inventing a new way to play? Is his tactics right? Like, he's putting out these tactics that are just, like, not working in front of his face. And he's like, we're just not on that level. Like, at a certain point, right? Like, don't we need a different philosophy at our club? Whether he embraces the Manchester United way or someone else.
That's the way he's won stuff in the past, bro. So it's not, his team's not responding to it. So then you have to get rid of the manager because he's lost faith in the in the players. But, bro, Mourinho has won a shit ton of shit. Like, a shit ton of shit. Well, he won more than Pochettino. He's won more than fucking Klopp. So all I'm saying is, like, it might not be working anymore, but you can't discount what he's done historically. He's got a lot of...
But what he's done at United, I don't think is... I think
he's won more than Klopp and Pochettino at United.
Yes.
In less time. So all I'm saying
is... Two trophies is
more than zero. So all I'm saying is, like... Right now, you would get rid of Mourinho because we're 10th place and the players seem like they're fed up with it. And that's the real thing. He loses dressing rooms, left, right, and center. But he does win in the meantime. He hasn't won enough, and we're not playing well enough to justify keeping him around.
Likely. So right now, it's October. We're pretty much out of the league. Almost out of top four. And we're like hoping that we can bounce through based on other results in the Champions League to get into the round of 16. Yeah, I mean, how do you look? Like, we're out of the Carabao Cup. We got the FA Cup. I mean, it's a pretty if you were talking about what October could have been for us, this is pretty worst case scenario, right? This is pretty worst case scenario. We should be,
competitive in the Champions League. I mean, Newcastle, and before that, it wasn't the last win, sir. It's been dire stuff, sir. Dire stuff to the point where you're talking about firing a manager in October as Manchester United. Yeah, it's dire stuff, but. This club, bro, has no direction. We're a rudderless ship, you know? You fire fucking Mourinho.
Make that money.
Who's in charge? Ed Woodward's in charge again. It's like, that's why you need...
Carrick's in charge.
Carrick's in charge. No, he's not. Ed Woodward's in charge, bro. He's the executive director of this club, and he runs the club. So right now, he's all we got. So you got to stick with Mourinho until January, and that's why I'm sticking with that. Because what else we got, dude?
All right. Fan question. This is it. Last point here from Jacob in New York City. Does Mourinho look too comfortable? Do we need a manager who would embrace the challenge more? I speak to this. I saw the interview after the match, and he just looks like too comfortable losing at Manchester United. I don't know what it is about Mourinho. He used to be so much more fierce and competitive. It looks to me that these high, you know, paying managerial jobs for him just kind of like, all right, well, this didn't work out, so just gonna collect my check. I'm good. You know, it seems a little casual for him. Don't you get that feeling a little bit?
Well, I think that's partly the fact of how the media has treated his previous reactions, right? He gets fired up. They were all over him.
Or he didn't, or we didn't buy any players, so it's just kind of like, well, fuck it, we're not going for it then.
Well, I think he doesn't, you know. I think maybe you're right, bro. Maybe he's trying to get fired. I don't know. He's just trying something different out because he seems to lose no matter what. I mean, we played like shit. We didn't win. But at the end of the day, what is there any way that Mourinho can act that people are going to be like, oh, that's fine. That's okay. He's not going to be attacked? I don't know.
Hard to say. All right, a lot of lamenting on this pod. It was going to be a dark one. These two critical matches, we tied Chelsea. We lost to Juve in terrible style. So there you have it. Hashtag Josie out from me. Sir, you're more like give him till January.
Hashtag Josie wait. Like
Hashtag don't fire him. You're like in the Skulls camp. All right, just want to give you guys some shout-outs. Thanks so much for the downloads this week. We have Paolo Awa.
Number one.
Killing it. Chicago, Illinois. Chi-Town. Always strong. Keep it coming. Philadelphia. Pennsylvania. 21. Get some cheesesteaks.
Keep going, baby. Keep going. Do the top five.
Dallas, Texas. New York. New York.
Number six. Where we're at. San Francisco, California. San Diego. What up, Fort Lauderdale?
Fort Lauderdale. Rising in the polls.
Dude, rising. Moving.
San Jose falling.
San Jose fallen, but we got a new entry, Atlanta. Hot Atlanta. Oh, I think Hot Atlanta's been sticking at number 10.
Yeah, been sticking at number 10. Thank you so much for downloads, guys. We really appreciate it. Like us on Facebook. Share out our Twitters. We're also going to do a FIFA stream this week, maybe Thursday. Do a live stream of the Everton-Manchester United game. On this day in 2004, just going to end on a high note, Manchester United ended Arsenal's 49-game unbeaten run in an all-time classic match.
Hashtag Pizzagate.
Pizzagate, Fabregas threw the pizza. So if you're ever feeling down about Manchester United, I go on YouTube.
History is easy to make
you
feel much more
upbeat.
There's
a bunch of great videos, including this game. You can pop on a highlight and enjoy the man, the myth, Sir Alex, and all the great classics. We're probably going to get a pod. When do you think we get a
Monday,
Everton
Monday.
Recap on Monday? We'll upload that Monday night. And as always,
taking a break.